Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. We're recording this Monday, September 16th, and last week we had our European Dairy Market Outlook and Risk Management Forum in Dublin, Ireland. And as always, it was a great conference. We had, I believe, record attendance, 220, 230 people. The room was certainly packed. And it always comes at a great time in the year with everybody coming back from their August holidays. And this year in particular, with butter prices in Europe hitting new record highs and concerns around blue tongue spreading in a number of European countries. So I want to talk a little bit about what we heard, what we learned at the conference last week. So with me today is John Lancaster. He's our head of European, Middle East, and Africa Dairy and Food Consulting, based in the Dublin, Ireland office. So obviously he was at the conference last week. John, what did you hear? What did you learn? What's something interesting that you took away from the conference last week?
Thanks very much, Nate, for having me on again. Yeah, great conference here in Dublin last week. As always, great Irish hospitality. So all our customers, I hope, were very happy with. It was a really interesting conference, given where butter prices have been, have gone over the summer period, and with blue tongue, etc. As you say, everybody was looking for some answers and some sense of direction about where we're going over the next number of months.
Yeah, short term, everybody I talked to was pretty bullish. I talked to one person who thought we'd see a short term pullback, but short term, it felt bullish. Nobody has given me a strongly bearish argument. Did anyone make a short term bearish argument to you?
No, I didn't get really any sense of short term bearishness of people. Particularly around butter. I think the general consensus, not universal, but the general consensus I got from the majority of people I spoke to was an expectation that butter prices will come back. The main question was when. And there was a sense that when they do come back, they will come back significantly because the tightness that we have at the moment is holding things high. But once there's a sense that there's more availability, either expected in the near term or we're actually seeing it coming onto the market, that we'll see a pretty rapid pullback in prices. But the timing is the key thing. Yeah. And the earliest was kind of November, people were talking about, and then other people were more kind of pushing towards into Q1, Q2, when we see the new season milk production really kicking in, and at least some stocks of butter building, or some more availability of butter coming on the market to actually push the prices down.
So a big part of my presentation, my outlook presentation at the conference, was talking about farm gate margins in Europe, in US, in New Zealand. It's looking positive to extremely positive across the major dairy exporters right now. What was your sense for expectations around milk production growth in Europe?
Yeah, they were somewhat mixed as well. I think the participants from some of the countries that have been relatively weak this year, like the Netherlands, a little bit Germany as well, might have been a little bit more bearish. There was probably some disagreement about how good overall margins were. Obviously, the margin over feed is good and getting better, with the lower input costs from wheat, barley, corn, soybean meal, etc., going to be flowing through over the next number of months. But a little bit like we saw in 2022. There was an argument, I think a lot of the argument or discussion, I should say, argument is way too strong, is around how much farmers can and will react to those higher margins. with the interest rates, with everything else that we have, with the environmental restrictions. I thought the outlook panel had kind of got some of those different views across, first the economics versus maybe some of the different views across that.
In the short term, I've been concerned that Blue Tongue was going to hold back European milk production, and it certainly looks like it still will in some parts of Europe. But the discussions were really varied around it. If you look at Dutch milk production in late 2023, this current version of the virus showed up in the Netherlands in September of 2023, and milk production in the Netherlands was down about 2.8% from September through December compared to how it was running prior to September, in the 4 months prior to September. So I've been using that as kind of a proxy for the expected decline in countries that are highly affected by Blue Tongue right now, which is Netherlands and Germany and Belgium, and then a little bit in France. But really, I'm looking at the declines for Germany and Belgium here. But I had two people come up and talk to me about that 2.8% decline for the Netherlands. And they were saying that there was some environmental restrictions that really hit, and some feed quality issues that explain at least some of that 2.8% drop. It wasn't all Blue Tongue. So maybe assuming that German production is going to come in 2.5% lower than the model says it should be because of Blue Tongue is too much of a downward adjustment. At the same time, when you talk to people and you hear the anecdotal stories from individual farms and impacts on individual cows, the declines can be pretty substantial. So it's a lot of uncertainty around it. Did you hear anything that you found interesting on Blue Tongue?
Yeah, a little bit like what you were hearing there. The one of the pieces I found the most interesting, and you know, this is all obviously somewhat anecdotal, all obviously anecdotal, fully anecdotal, was just the differences in reaction from individual animals within a herd, and ranging from very high percentage declines in milk production, you know, up to 80-90% over a short period of time, to a barely noticeable impact or a very small impact, like 10-15%. And also around the time frame that the cows were recovering in, which again anecdotally seemed to be shorter than what had been reported from previous outbreaks of different variants of Blue Tongue, but also some of the numbers that were coming through from the Netherlands from last autumn. Now, some of this may be due to the differences between cows that have been vaccinated and unvaccinated. That was somewhat unclear. Again, kind of with dealing with anecdotal information, you know, you never have the full 100% picture of exactly, because different pieces of information flow through. But it does seem relatively mixed on both the impact on milk production and also the recovery period for the cows.
The vaccination piece was interesting. When I talked to Florian 2 weeks ago, Florian, who's based in our Frankfurt office, about the Blue Tongue outbreak, it sounded like the vaccines were not being widely used in Germany yet. You're not supposed to vaccinate cows if they're potentially sick. But talking to people at the conference, it sounds like the vaccine's getting a good foothold in France and even in the Netherlands right now. And I just saw over the weekend that the vaccines have been approved in the UK. So
yeah,
we have the potential here over the winter, if the spread slows down, I guess we need to look into how many doses are actually available. But potentially a lot of the herd could be vaccinated for this by next spring.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for previous outbreaks of Blue Tongue, they have between different variants, they have between vaccinations and between, you know, that natural die-off over winter. And it's been, we haven't really seen them like cross over the full continent. So the expectation there, you know, would be maybe we see someone, especially with, you know, how fast some of these new vaccines have actually been approved, and that this could clamp down on things relatively quickly, or at least take the worst of the impacts away. So if, for example, we take, say, that 10% impact for a cow that has been vaccinated, and this is, again, just taking some of the numbers that we're hearing last week, don't know how solid they are, and say a worst case of 90% for a cow that hasn't been, and you know, that's a very big difference in potential losses in milk production.
Yeah. All right, John, thank you for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
The StoneX dairy team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter OTC products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales, company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. StoneX Financial Europe SA. SFEED is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. StoneX Financial T. Limited Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R SFPA holds a capital market services license and is regulated by Monetary Authority of Singapore, IMASA for dealing in exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts and spot foreign exchange contracts for the purposes of leveraged foreign exchange trading. StoneX Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. StoneX Financial T. Limited acts as agent for SFL in Singapore with respect to its payment services business. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any derivative or security. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the StoneX Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and/or services provided by the FCM division of StoneX Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094 or StoneX Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the StoneX group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. The analysis/report is only permitted to be distributed in Singapore to a person who is an accredited investor, expert investor, or an institutional investor as defined under Section 4A of the Securities Futures Act Singapore. Recipients should contact SFP at 656-309-1000 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, the analysis or report distributed. StoneX Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAST. SFP holds an MAS Capital Market Services license for dealing in securities, units in collective investment schemes, exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts, and spot foreign exchange contracts for leveraged foreign exchange trading, and is an MAS-exempt financial advisor. StoneX Financial HK Limited C No. BCQ 152-HK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in securities and dealing in futures contracts. StoneX Financial Thai Limited SFA Akin 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL 345646. StoneX Securities Co. Limited SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104799 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Services Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of StoneX Group Inc. Copyright 2024 StoneX Group Inc. All rights reserved.